It's a common perception that white evangelical families are most likely to homeschool their children, but a growing number of Black families have started teaching their kids at home, especially during the pandemic. Kyra Miles from member station WBHM reports on why some of those families in Alabama are taking their children's education into their own hands.
Once it set in for Dede Kedu Griffin that her kids wouldn't be going back to public school in March 2020.
I don't know. It was like a light bulb moment. And ultimately, what I realized is that the pandemic just gave us an opportunity to do what we needed to do anyway, which is homeschooling.
Three things made Griffin decide to start. First, she wanted to protect her kids from racism and bullies. She also wanted them to understand their cultural history.
And number three, it's our freedom. I want to have time to cultivate my children's African-American, their Nigerian history and culture in them first before anybody tries to tell them who they are.
She says COVID might have been her catalyst for homeschooling.
But it has not been the reason that we kept going.
The Census Bureau reported that in April 2020, 3% of Black households homeschooled their children. And by October that same year, it was up to 16%. Those numbers might not be completely accurate because a lot of kids were learning at home in 2020. So the census clarified its survey question partway through that period. But even so, Joyce Burgess, who founded the National Black Home Educators, says thousands of families have joined that organization since 2020.
I think you're going to see more and more parents, Black parents, homeschooling their children like never before.
Homeschooling in Black households can be its own unique form of activism. Cheryl Field Smith is a professor at the University of Georgia. She studies how Black mothers use homeschooling as a form of resistance.
We are combating the leftovers from slavery, this idea of white supremacy and the inferiority of Black people lingers today. We are overcoming racism through homeschooling. I don't think white people can say that.
Take school discipline. Data from the U.S. Department of Education in 2014 found that Black students were suspended at three times the rate of white students. Jennifer Duckworth co-founded the Black Homeschoolers of Birmingham so more homeschooling families of color could find and support each other.
The African-American and the African culture, we are the culture that has been homeschooling our children since the beginning. And so I feel like it's just in our DNA.
For a long time, the country put up barriers that made it hard for Black people to get an education. So learning was always a community effort. Duckworth has three kids, and she's been homeschooling them for several years already. They participate in a lot of the Black homeschooling group's activities, like the debate club and field trips. The group has helped Duckworth's 10-year-old son, Alexander, make new friends.
It just feels great to be around kids like me, so you don't always have to be alone, like the odd person out.
Last month, the group held its first homeschooling summit. Duckworth says in just 3 years, the Black Homeschoolers of Birmingham has grown from two families to 70. For NPR News, I'm Kyra Miles in Birmingham.